E oggi siamo orgogliosi di presentarvi questa straordinaria opera d'arte, Bibione. Ammirate il paesaggio, la spiaggia più ampia d'Italia, le pinete e la romantica laguna. E poi l'accoglienza, con hotel, appartamenti, campeggi e la buona tavola. Unica Bibione con le sue terme affacciate sul mare, 240 km di ciclabili ed eventi sportivi internazionali. Prenota qui la tua vacanza attiva. Scopri di più su bibione.com. Bibione, un capolavoro di vacanza.
L'Enoteca è bellissima, Pino.
Enoteca. Pinoteca.
Immagino venderai anche online.
No, ovvio.
E il sito? Pinoteca.no!
Il nome del tuo sito è Suaruba Domini. Prendilo prima che sia troppo tardi. Suaruba.it.
Thank you so much. Ciao, John. Ciao.
John.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, guys. How you doing?
We're great. This is Nicky. This is Federico. We have a different age, but we're both huge fans from the beginning.
Thank you, guys. Oh, thank you.
And we watched the first two episodes. They're amazing, you know. Right in the beginning of the first one, it seems like radio, it's very crucial for the Bon Jovi story, because after you knock on all the record companies and nobody answers, you end up sending Runaway to a radio station.
That is a true story. Fortunately for me, the radio station was so new, they didn't even have a receptionist.
Oh.
So back in that day and age, you could walk into the lobby. The DJ was right on the same story. It was a freestanding building. And I got the attention of the DJ, who was on the air. And he's like, you know, signaling to me to shush until his shift was over. The program director came out. We made small talk. And they heard Runaway when the shift was done. And he said, you know, that's a hit song. And I said, I know. You know, why won't anyone else, you know, support that? And for my benefit, they played it. And not only did they play it, but there was eight other cities that was owned by that chain. And now I was on the radio in New York and Tampa and Chicago and Detroit and Denver without any record company, without a band, without anything. I was, you know, being played on the radio.
Beautiful. No, gli stavo dicendo che la radio è importantissima per la storia di Bon Jovi, perché lui con Runaway, con la prima canzone di Bon Jovi, prova a bussare alle porte di un sacco di case discografiche, ma nessuno risponde. Poi dice, ma perché non vado in radio? E ai tempi in radio entravi proprio sul pianerottolo, non c'era la segretaria, quindi il DJ mi ha anche detto, fai silenzio che sto lavorando. Ha preso questa cassetta e da lì è iniziata la storia, perché non solo quella radio, ma altre 8 radio hanno iniziato a suonare Runaway. Che storia!
Una cosa che emerge, la cui importanza emerge tanto dalla serie, è diciamo l'etica del lavoro che hanno questi ragazzi super giovani che sognano di diventare delle star, ma che conoscono molto bene l'importanza del lavoro. Vorrei sapere se questo arriva dalla famiglia, dalle famiglie, dal luogo in cui sono cresciuti. One of the things that you say a lot in the show is the importance of working hard. You were hard workers even when you were very young, so I would love to know if this work ethic comes from your family, from the place you were born.
All the above. You know, I mean, we come from a very blue collar, middle class New Jersey in the late 1970s. We were born when President Kennedy was in office with the big dreams of America. We were brought up in an era when our parents owned their first home, and you know, that aspiration was there, and they instilled in us that work ethic, because we all come from families where the mother worked, the father worked, you know, everybody worked.
Yeah.
And yet they told you that if you dream big, you could achieve. And that was what it was. I was never the best singer, the best guitar player, the best songwriter. I was just the hardest worker.
But then you become the best.
Well, thank you.
Giustamente dice, insomma, arrivavamo insomma dalla middle class del New Jersey.
Erano gli anni di John di Kennedy, esatto. Presidente, il sogno americano, la prima casa. Io vivevo in una famiglia dove lavorava sia la mamma sia il papà,
certo.
Si lavorava duro e ti veniva insegnato, insomma, il cosiddetto sogno americano: se mi impegno ce la farò. Non sono mai stato il miglior cantante, chitarrista o autore di canzoni, però ho lavorato veramente molto duro.
Sì, e l'ho diventato, insomma.
Senti, ma è vero che quando hanno fatto poi Living on a Prayer, che arriva sul terzo disco, che è ancora una canzone che ci fa venire la pelle d'oca, lui ha detto insomma non è che mi sembra un granché. Is that true that when you first came up with Living on a Prayer and you have your first demo on cassette and that's a song that still give us goosebumps just talking about it, you were like, not so much, I don't know about this song?
You know, it was when we wrote it. It was when we wrote the song. We wrote it very simply on a piano and an acoustic guitar. And on the day that we wrote it, and the chord progression is very simple. If you really think about it, that verse is primarily one chord. Tommy used to work on
right.
the job. It's all E minor. Union right. went on strike. You're down on it. There's not a lot of anything there other than a melody and a time signature. So it was when we went into rehearsal with the band, and we did have an idea that it should be a hopping bass line. We were thinking of the old song Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, same kind of thing. Okay. You know I love you. And we started to develop that popping bass line. And when that came and Tico came in with the drums on top of that, boom, 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 bump. No. What it should have is an octave. Boom, bump, boom, bump, boom, 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 boom. Wait a minute, we got something here. And Tico comes in and now you're boom, bum, boom, bum, boom, dun, 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 dun. Now it's hopping. Now we're going
right.
somewhere else.
All
you
right.
see, so it, but when we wrote it,
okay,
you know, I was like, it's okay, it's good, it's good. Even when we recorded it, you have to remember that Slippery was an unusual record for us, but we did Slippery When Wet. We had You Give Love a Bad Name. We were pretty confident that that had a good shot of being on the radio. You know, at the time, there were songs like Addicted to Love with Robert Palmer, or mm-hmm. Joan Jett did that cover of the Gary Glitter, I Love Rock and Roll. And so you have those big anthems, and we're like, You Give Love a Bad Name, that might work on radio. But we didn't know what Living on a Prayer was going to become, because, you know, it was so different. It was so unique.
True.
And of course, that eclipsed Bad Name and became, you know, the anthem that it is today.
Yeah. Allora dice che a dir la verità è quando l'abbiamo scritta che io dicevo, ma c'è sto mi minore che va avanti, tipo così, sì, ok, va bene. Quando poi è iniziato il giro di Alec e Tico, è entrato con la batteria sì. e poi il talk box, insomma, lì ha preso forma, ma comunque non avrei mai detto che sarebbe diventata una canzone. Era un periodo in cui noi puntavamo molto su You Give Love a Bad Name, perché era il periodo in cui la radio c'era Addicted to Love, c'era I Love Rock and Roll, pensavamo che quel tipo di inno potesse funzionare, e poi però Living on a Prayer era surclassato un po' tutte le canzoni dell'album. Tutte le canzoni dell'album, c'è anche un disco nuovo, oltre
certo.
alla serie incredibile, no? C'è Forever che sta per uscire. Is Forever coming right outside, right after Thank You, Goodnight? Or like maybe a month?
Yeah, later? Yeah, the album will come in June. The album comes June the 7th, yeah.
Yeah, and you're so happy about the album. Of course, we haven't heard it, but it's looking
yeah.
good.
Oh, it's unbelievable. So Legendary, I hope you're playing it on
of
the
course.
Radio, because Legendary is a hit, and I will say that it's a great song, but it's not the best song on the album.
Okay, but we love Legendary.
And there is going to be the same surprise that you saw with Living on a Prayer. We have a song called We Made It Look Easy, and we have another one called Living Proof that people are going, that's even better than Legendary. Oh my God, that's even better than Legendary. And that's the kind of album we've made.
Allora, wow. dopo Thank You, Goodnight uscirà dopo un mese Forever, che suona il disco, vedrete che Legendary spacca, ma ci sono canzoni che spaccano di più e vi faranno provare delle emozioni forti, più forti di questo singolo. Siamo carichissimi. John, è stato un onore incredibile. It was an incredible honor to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank Best you both. Great seeing you. Thank you, nice talking with you.
Grazie. Ciao John,
Save.
Thank you.
Ciao,
grazie.
E oggi siamo orgogliosi di presentarvi questa straordinaria opera d'arte, Bibione. Ammirate il paesaggio, la spiaggia più ampia d'Italia, le pinete e la romantica laguna. E poi l'accoglienza, con hotel, appartamenti, campeggi e la buona tavola. Unica Bibione con le sue terme affacciate sul mare, 240 km di ciclabili ed eventi sportivi internazionali. Prenota qui la tua vacanza attiva. Scopri di più su bibione.com. Bibione, un capolavoro di vacanza.